Greetings, and may the grace and peace of Jesus Christ be with you. I'm the Reverend Lindsay Borden, and on behalf of the tenacious and trusting people of the Second Presbyterian Church in the city of New York, I welcome everyone to part one of our stay-at-home worship podcast for Sunday, October 18th, featuring our scripture readings. And our podcast also features a guest reader, Elder Elaine Steele, who I'm so glad is joining me today. Welcome, Elaine.
Hello. Good morning, everyone. I'm really happy that we're all here together to share this prayer.
Amen. And speaking of prayer and that we'll begin with, Elaine, I'm going to ask you to do the honors and begin us with prayer.
Right. Creator of all, you have chosen us and you have called us and chosen us to be your people. By the power of your Holy Spirit, open us to your word that we may bear witness with joy and conviction to the good news of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Our first reading from Isaiah comes right in the center of the first half of 2nd Isaiah, which was composed in the middle of the 6th century before the Common Era to encourage Judeans scattered by the Babylonian destruction of Jerusalem to return and rebuild their city and temple.
The Persian leader Cyrus, spoken of approvingly in this text, was an historical figure. The most famous ancient text about Cyrus outside the Bible is the Cyrus Cylinder, which depicts the king as a liberator of conquered peoples and a supporter of diverse temples. Though the cylinder does not mention the Jewish people in Babylon specifically, its ideology is consistent with biblical depictions of Cyrus's policies.
In 1971, the United Nations designated the Cyrus Cylinder an early declaration of human rights. So now, as Elaine reads, let's listen for the word of God from Isaiah chapter 45, verses 1 through 7.
Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by your name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord. There is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord. There is no other. I form light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do all these things. So ends the first reading.
Our gospel reading, as we continue in Matthew, is familiar to many, perhaps overly familiar. Marcus Borg cautions, this text offers little or no guidance for tax season, or I might add, for stewardship season. Further, Borg says, it neither counsels universal acceptance of political authority, nor its reverse. But it does raise the provocative and still relevant question, what belongs to God and what belongs to Caesar. Let's listen again for God's word to us today from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 22, verses 15 through 22. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap Jesus in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?"
But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax."
And they brought him a denarius.
Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?"
They answered, "The emperor's."
Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's."
When they heard this, they were amazed and left him and went away.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.